بركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب ربنا وطبيبنا ومولانا محمد عبد الله ورسوله. Respected elders, brothers in Islam, our topic for today is something that needs to be discussed prior to the entry of the month of Ramadan. And that is how to generate the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts prior to the month of Ramadan. We are approximately 35 days away from the month of Ramadan. It's a countdown now towards the month of Ramadan. Our akabirin used to prepare for the month of Ramadan, 6 months before the month of Ramadan could commence, they will start their preparations, mental, emotional, spiritual preparations for the great month of Ramadan, for that cultivating season of the year. So it mustn't be that Ramadan, we see the hilal over here of the hilal of the month of Ramadan, and now we put in, we try to plan ourselves for the month of Ramadan. It must happen long before that. Before Sha'ban, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the hilal of Rajab was seen, 2 months before Ramadan, the dua he used to recite, most of us are aware of that dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajabin wa Sha'bana wa balighna Ramadan. So the ulama say that this dua is sunnah to read it at the beginning of Rajab, not continuously throughout Rajab and Sha'ban. However, if a person reads this dua, understanding that it is not sunnah to read it continuously in the month of Rajab thereafter and Sha'ban, then it is permissible to read this dua. So just to correct a misconception. Then we know that in this month of Rajab, many of us, we understand or we have this misconception that the Mi'raj took place on the 27th night of Rajab in particular. This is not correct. It has to be corrected. And while we understand the Mi'raj was a physical event of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we cannot prove beyond doubt that it took place on the 27th night of Rajab itself. Some ulama of the opinion that it took place out of the month of Rajab also. And some ulama of the opinion that other dates it took place in Rajab, but not specifically on the 27th night of Rajab. So like how we gather in our masajids on the 27th night of Rajab, this wasn't the practice of Sahaba-i-Kiram. Sahaba-i-Kiram never gathered for a particular big night, whether it was the month of Rajab, it was Laylatul Mi'raj as we call it, or if it was Nisf Sha'ban, the night of the 15th of Sha'ban, or any other auspicious night, Sahaba-i-Kiram would continue with their normal ibadah and exert in ibadah on certain nights. But again, to correct the misconception that the Mi'raj took place on this particular night, the 27th of Rajab, this is incorrect. And this is something we should correct as far as our understanding and knowledge is concerned. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in one hadith, As-salatu mi'rajul mu'min. The salah is the mi'raj of a mu'min. So whenever he's performing salah, he's on his own mi'raj. So this is the importance of salah in the life of a mu'min. So prior to the month of Ramadan coming in, let us prepare ourselves. And I just listed 5 ways we can generate the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So prior to going into these 5 aspects in the short time, currently what is happening in the Muslim world, we know that there has been an apparent ceasefire in Gaza. While the ceasefire has been more wanting from the Israeli side because of the fact that alhamdulillah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nusra and aid has been with the mujahideen in Gaza, And they have been literally getting a hiding in Gaza, alhamdulillah. So they have been pushing for the ceasefire. But the ceasefire hadn't even been concluded, and this they have broken the conditions of the ceasefire. And while this is happening on one hand in Gaza, in Rafah, etc., in the Gaza Strip as they call it, on the other side in the West Bank, the onslaught continues. How many people have been murdered mercilessly in the West Bank? So while on the one hand they speak about peace and ceasefire, on the other hand they continue with their atrocities and with their genocide. So the terminologies we must use continuously also is the genocide that these Israelis or these Yahudis or these Zionists are perpetrating. We need to continuously conscientize. The Muslims are quite conscientized, alhamdulillah, but in our interaction with our non-Muslim associates, customers, friends, whatever, we need to continuously harp on this point. And alhamdulillah, never in the recent history has there been so much of consciousness about the state of Palestine. As we see, especially in the Western world, today we see that so much of speaking of Palestine, non-Muslims are marching, non-Muslims are raising and waving the flag of Palestine. They are bringing the atrocities to the fore. So we need to continue doing that. The battle hasn't been won. Gaza has to be rebuilt. It's ruins, it's rubble. It has to be rebuilt. There's a shortage of everything there. There's a shortage of survival there. There's no food there, there's no infrastructure there. But despite all that, they continue, they persevere. It's a lesson for us that no matter what the odds are, but they will continue. And just the adhan and the iqamah was given on the day of the, on the ruins of a masjid, openly on the ruins of a masjid. So we need to continue making dua for our brothers and sisters in Gaza, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala change their condition and protect us from that. So the five ways to generate the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first is abundant dhikrullah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about anything in plentiful, Allah never mentions salah plentiful or zakat plentiful. But when it came to the dhikr of Allah, Allah mentioned that engage in abundant dhikr, plenty, plenty of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether we make it collectively or we make it in solitude, then if we make dhikr of Allah in the month of Rajab and in the month of Sha'ban excessively, in the month of Ramadan, we will become madhkur. We will be remembered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So side by side with making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, abundant salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The very easy way to reach the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending abundant salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And particularly on the day of Yawmul Jumu'ah, it is even more virtuous to send salawat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should try to endeavor that at least, at the very minimum, we should send 1,000 salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Yawmul Jumu'ah. And it has a special significance. In one hadith it comes that if a person sends 1,000 salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on Yawmul Jumu'ah, then he will not pass away till he sees his abode in Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those people. And to send salawat is not difficult. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In but a minute, how many salawat we can send on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Just sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And something we should inculcate in our families as well, that let us all our spare time, let us spend it in salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially on Yawmul Jumu'ah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. And don't become of those who are unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, those who are not making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In everything we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. In ourselves we don't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How He created us. يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. That in the wombs of our mothers He created us, He fashioned us, He designed us, and He brought us into this. He caused us to be born in this world. So the dhikr of Allah is not confined just to sitting in one place and rolling a tasbih or a counter. It's not confined to that. In everything we see the dhikr of Allah. We look at the trees, we make the dhikr of Allah. We look at the sun and the moon and the stars, we make the dhikr of Allah. We remember Allah. We glorify Allah. We praise Allah. We speak about Allah. We think about Allah. That is the dhikr of Allah. That is a true dhakir, a person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the first point. The second point is remembering the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His favors upon us. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ Which of the bounties of Allah will you deny? Look at the bounties of Allah upon us. The air we breathe, the food He provides for us, that we do not say, Allah nourishes us. He's our nourisher, He's our cherisher, He's our sustainer, He's our protector, He's our mawla. So we, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bounties are unlimited upon us. Compare us with the people currently in Gaza. Compare us and consider how many bounties of Allah are raining down upon us, that we have roofs over our heads. We have homes to live in. We have a tap that when we open, water comes out from that tap. Imagine not having water. Imagine not having electricity. Imagine not having the basics of life. How many bounties of Allah? When we're sitting in the comfort of our homes and it's pouring for days at end and it's thundering, can have our hearts and minds ever gone to the squatter camps around us? That what will be the condition within those squatter informal homes? That while we have our homes to protect us from the elements, what must be the condition in those homes? How flooded they may be, how muddied they may be. Have we considered this bounty of Allah when it rains and it pours? Have we considered that? Or we only complain? All we do is complain, complain. If it's too hot, we complain. If it's too cold, we complain. We complain about everything. So let us not complain. Let us make shukr. Let us be grateful for the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ In the more shukr you make, the more we will give you also. So this will generate our closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Point number three. That the company of the pious, the salihin, Allah says, اتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ That bring about the consciousness of Allah. Taqwa, the consciousness of Allah. وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ And associate with the sadiqeen, the truthful ones, the truthful servants of Allah. Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Akhtar Sahib, rahimahullah, used to say that if you are looking for the Allah, you're looking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, go by the Allah wala. The people who recognize Allah, who are the lovers of Allah, the beloveds of Allah, go by them and you will get Allah by them also. And if you can't get one pious person, go sit with the muazzin of the masjid. He is Allah wala. In reality, the muazzin of the masjid, he's in the first saf, safi awwal, five times a day, calling to Allah. He's behind the imam in the first saf of the masjid. You want piety, go sit in his company, you will gain piety as well. So be in the company of the pious ones, and you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth thing that we can do to generate the love of Allah is obedience to Him and abstention from sin. It's not in Ramadan that we stop committing sins. We stop committing sins now for the rest of our lives. We all are sinful. We all have sins. There are major sins and minor sins. None of us can claim that we have no sins. We are sinful. Kullu bani Adam khata'un. But who are the best of sinners? At-tawabun. Those who make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us not point fingers at somebody else. Let us introspect on ourselves, on our own sins. Let us cry on our own sins. Let us make muraqabah, let's make contemplate regarding ourselves, that how many sins I have committed from the time I am baligh till now. How many sins I have committed, whether it was open sins, whether it was in secrecy. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving, most merciful. And if I have eaten the hukuk of somebody, if I have made khiyana of amana, if I have eaten somebody's hukuk, let me return it to that person. Let me fulfill the hukuk of somebody. If I have harmed somebody, let me ask the apology, the forgiveness. If I have violated somebody's rights, let me reinstate The fact that now I ask forgiveness of that person, let me fulfill everyone's hukuk in its proper place and with due accordance of its rights. So that's the important thing, that abstention from sin. Even if we do not do too many good deeds, but the fact that we abstain from sin, this is a kamal, that we just abstain from sin. And most of the sins, how they start? With the tongue. With the tongue. Because the tongue is something which is very loose. And we slip into ghibah with the tongue. We slip into slander with the tongue. We slip into mocking people with the tongue. So the tongue is something, especially we have to be meticulously careful in the month of Ramadan and all the time actually. Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Siddiqi Akbar, how often he was seen holding his tongue. And what was the reason for this? He had the fear that he may slip with his tongue. It's better for a man to slip with his feet than to slip with his tongue. So how often we have to deal with situations where, especially in the month of Ramadan, that talaq is just given so easily in the month of Ramadan, that a person can't control his hunger. And in frustration and hunger and anger, he blurts out talaq. So how important that we get composure of ourselves and our tongues in particular. And finally, making dua to Allah for His love. We need to ask Allah daily, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak wa hubba rasulik. We ask Allah for His love. We ask Allah for His closeness. The ultimate purpose of our lives on this earth is what? Is to reach the destination. Is to reach the finishing line. No matter when we reach it, how we reach it, we need to reach it with iman. That our death must be on iman. If we die with iman, we have reached the ultimate target. We have reached the finishing line successfully. On average, our children, if we work out from grade 1 to grade 12 or class 1 to matric, as we're more familiar with, then our children spend 16,000 hours in school. 16,000 hours in school, learning secular education. And on the converse, how many hours do our children spend, if on average they're going to madrasa or maktab, from class 1 to standard 5 or grade 7, 3,000 hours. 3,000 hours. You can do the maths. So how much of importance we give to one education over a pure eternal education, an education that ensures our child's eternal success. The primary goal of a parent is that I need to get my child to the finishing line. Need to get myself and my child to the finishing line. At the end of his life, when he sees Malakul Maut, at that time he dies on iman. This is the fundamental. And how we can get there? Generating the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us prepare before the month of Ramadan can come. Let us put a timetable in place. There's a very beautiful kitab, the Ramadan of our elders, the Ramadan of our akabirin. Let us read this book and see how they spend their lives. Ramadan is not a month. It's not a month of socializing. It's not a month of bribes. It's not a month of family reunions. It's not a month of get-togethers. It's not a month of gymming. It's not a month of playing pedal tennis till the seri time. It's not a month of frivolous behavior and activity. It's a serious occasion. It comes once a year. There has to be a mental, emotional, physical, spiritual preparation for it. From now. In fact, now it's not even, it's actually before the month of Rajab. But we need to set a timetable that I'm going to read so much of Quran. I'm going to do so much of this, and I'm going to control my tongue. I'm going to speak as least as possible. Qillatul kalam. I'm going to minimize my speech with human beings. I'm going to increase my speech with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us prepare. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to see the month of Ramadan. Allah show us many, many more Ramadans. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that when we see the angel of death, it will be like the hilal of Shawwal. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.